This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
This week's shooting rampage in Jersey City could have been much worse. WCBS's Peter Haskell has the latest from Jersey City.
The assessment from Mayor Stephen Phillip is chilling. This could have been another Sandy Hook. There were 50 kids in a school next to the kosher market.
The yeshiva and the school is directly adjacent, attached to that building. That's number one. Number two is that he brought a lot of ammunition and a lot of firearms.
The killers had five guns, thousands of bullets, and a pipe bomb. The fourth victim was Detective Joe Seals. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off his family's mortgage. Seals' cousin is Justin Smith.
No amount of money will ever bring Joey back, but to lift the burden of their mortgage off of Laura so she can grieve and raise her children means more to the family than anybody will ever know.
From now on, the foundation will pay the mortgage of every cop killed in the line of duty. In Jersey City, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
The FBI is searching for a white Ford van that belonged to one of the shooters, David Anderson. It had New Jersey license plates B40JSD. The FBI is accepting tips on its website. Police have one suspect in custody and are looking for two others in the stabbing death of a Barnard College student. Steve Burns has the latest.
CBS News reports a 13-year-old is under arrest and will be charged in the murder of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors. The teenager was reportedly caught trespassing on Thursday, and officers found he was carrying a knife. He reportedly implicated himself and two others in the killing. Police are still searching for those other two suspects. Barnard students came together at a vigil Thursday night, candles lighting up faces filled with sorrow.
Nothing has ever happened to a Columbia or Barnard student like this, and I think it's really shook up like the campus, and Everybody really feels like scared.
NYPD officials say patrols are being stepped up in and around Morningside Park, where Majors was stabbed Wednesday evening. Neighbors claim to be seeing more criminal activity in the park as of late. The Majors family, in a statement, calls Tessa very special, very talented, and very well-loved. In Morningside Heights, Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
A new city council bill would require developers who get city funding to set aside 15% of their new rental units for the homeless. The Coalition for the Homeless estimates the deal would open up 1,000 new apartments to the homeless each year. The 15% requirement would apply to rental projects with more than 40 units. That bill is expected to pass as early as next week. Now the WCBS Exergen forecast with meteorologist Bob Larson. A lot of rain on our way, Bob.
Yeah, we do have a lot of rain on the way, and it looks like, Michael, the bulk of it will be starting to come into the area here during the second part of this afternoon. The advancement of the rain now takes the leading edge to pretty much right along the Delaware River over westernmost New Jersey, and also spreading up from the south now into South Jersey, extreme South Jersey. Today's high 45 to 50. The rain can be heavy at times tonight, particularly from late evening on. That could lead to flooding. Temperatures rising into the low 50s, a soaking rainfall tomorrow, tapering off late in the day, but there can be flooding issues. Not just street and highway flooding, but also coastal flooding around high tide. Tomorrow's high temperature, 57. It's now 35 in Danbury, 50 in Farmingdale, 45 at Midtown with a high of 48.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.